where?
What if you're talking about Shreveport? You'd say, I saw him.
Well, you're 013 Shreveport.
Uh-huh. Say if there was a trouble at a party, you'd say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the
whole crew.
And when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you'd call that a...
a dance.
What would you call a dance you'd hold at home?
Call it a party.
Okay. And if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you'd say at 4 o'clock school does what?
Close. They're out, school's out in full.
And after vacation, children might ask, when does school?
When did, how do you have that?
After vacation, they'd ask, when does school?
Get out, when did it turn out?
Or if they wanted just the opposite of that, when does school?
Close.
And after summer vacation, you'd want to know, when does school?
Close.
Or, talking about when they'd have to go back to school, they'd say, when is the school going to?
Going to close.
Or, if it's been closed all summer.
When is it going to open up?
Okay. And if a child left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day, you'd say she did what?
What that name? She had. She was absent of school, but she played hooky.
Uh-huh.
Hooky at school. That's what they call it.
And you go to school to get. Why do people go to school?
Get an education.
And after high school, you might go on to.
College.
And after kindergarten, you go into the
school.
Which grade or class do you go into?
You go into the, out of the kindergarten into the first.
Into the first?
Yeah. You used to go into a primer.
Uh-huh.
But they got them now and they're going into picture drawing of the kindergarten. They don't. I see things they got doing I never did see them do before. They got them trained them a different way now.
Uh-huh.
When I was going to school, I went into primer, went out of the primer into the first grade.
Uh-huh.
Learned the ABCs to count in what they call kindergarten now. And it was kindergarten now, they came up and let them sleep so many hours and for a year, get them up, ask them a few questions and feed them and put them to bed and let them sleep so many hours. That's the way they got that thing going.
Yeah.
Them niggas just likes that. They get in them beds, them things snore there like a bunch of hogs down there.
You'd say years ago children sat on benches at school, but now they sit at...
They're sitting cushioned chairs now.
Or they have something that has a top on it, they sit at?
At a desk.
Uh-huh. And in one classroom, there might be 20 or 30 of these.
When I went to school, I sat on a bench that was hard as a rock. They had a desk down front, just looked like, built like a chicken house, cook. Just legs on it and you sit up in the front of it all open where you put your books and things and that keep them off the desk. Just a flat plank all the way down, a foot plank all the way down about 10, 12 feet.